Greetings in the name of Jesus. We beseech us in the meekness and gentleness of Christ to hear, remember, seek to apply the things that we've learned this morning. Fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, being filled with God's Word, being filled with His Spirit, being filled that we truly can be messengers in Christ's stead, comforting. Oh, there is so much lack of comfort in our time, comfortlessness, if that's a word. Jesus said that it is good that He go to the Father. He promised that He would send the Comforter to us. He would not leave us orphans. He would not leave us comfortless. But there is so much discomfort in our day. We're finding our way through a series of topics and lessons at this time. Instructions for new believers, reminders, and yet more instruction for us older believers, too. Seems a good thing to do this, as sort of going through a list, as a checklist, trying to remember, trying to remember some topics that could get missed. Or we'd think they get covered time and again, but time goes on and be rather tragic if there were some among us who have to say they can't really remember having been taught about this or about that. So we've heard quite a few. The most recent being about repentance and amendment of life, about judgment. Before that, we heard about salvation and assurance of salvation and numerous others. And we come I suppose sort of the next one on our list is about Bible reading. We come to some doctrines of the Christian life. And I am thankful for what Brother Joshua shared this morning. Thank you, Joshua. Some very needed practical points. So the Bible seems like we started, or very early on at least, Brother Mark spoke about the Bible, the authority of the Bible, the completeness of it, a miraculous, marvelous gift from God, made so available to us. So now we want to consider some of the blessings available to us, The reading, Bible reading, the topic is about reading Bibles. And so we consider a personal, private reading for ourselves, hearing read by others, and ourselves reading in the hearing of others. Of our lives being so affected, so ordered by it, by these truths that we read, that there will be another form of proclamation to those around us, those who observe us, even if they don't get to hear us read from the book itself. I remember a saying, this idea, it has been said, something to the order that one reason that we need to live godly lives is because we are the only Bible that many people read. What they observe in us, many people who do not read the Bible itself. A very important. Why? I think first of the Apostle John in his Gospel. He mentions, he wrote many things, he recorded many, many words of the Lord Jesus in great detail. And he wrote about many of the things that Jesus did. And as he comes to the close, nears the end of his writing, he observes, he points out that there are many, many other things that he could have written. But he says about the things that he did write. But these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in him you might have life, something like that. Earlier on, he records words that the Lord spoke about the words that he spoke, saying, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." So there is a treasure. In Romans, Paul points out that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Just how does that take place? I find it helpful to consider another translation and bring in that alongside. Happens to be German. Der Glaube kommt durch der Predigt und die Predigt durch das Wort Gottes. It's preaching. Faith. Perhaps taking both together, we could take it that faith cometh by hearing the word preached. And that's not necessarily just preached across the pulpit. It can be in other ways too. And the preaching if it brings forth faith, is by the Word, from the Word of God. Consider seems like I'd have wished to refer to Acts 17:11 at a later point, but it seems it would fit now. Maybe we'll get to it twice. But in Acts 17, we read the story of Paul and Silas and the way they were shamefully treated at Thessalonica. And they fled by night and they managed to escape into Berea. And the scripture tells us that the Jews, Paul taught in their synagogue, and scripture tells us that the Jews at Berea were more noble than the ones in Thessalonica in that they heard the word, they heard the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scripture. They heard, and then they searched the scripture. They searched the scripture to see whether these things are so. Check it out for themselves. Therefore, many of them believed. Therefore, many of them believed. If a person has decided in his heart that he doesn't want to believe, perhaps he'd want to avoid reading or hearing. There are testimonies, there are stories of people having read with the intent of disproving, of proving the Bible wrong. Therefore, they believed, even perhaps without the readiness of mind. The Lord did something. Our minds changed. He's in that work of wherever there's a trace of willingness to make sure that the invitation is heard, that it's realized, understood, that there's opportunity for minds and hearts to be changed and a readiness to take place. Considering that searching the scriptures daily, your ministers, your teachers, they try to make sure, they try not to hold anything back. But every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God, that is the intention, that everything be taught. But here is the inclusion of a reminder, a responsibility, to read the scriptures daily to see whether these things are so. Check it out. Read. See. See for ourselves. And there will be filling in any blanks, any spots, any spots that need fuller coverage. Doesn't excuse the teacher, doesn't allow, give him license to be careless or omit some of what he doesn't really like to talk about. It doesn't give any license for that. But it does, there is responsibility upon the hearer. All scripture is given by inspiration. Second Timothy. And it is good for correction, for reproof, and so forth. Brother Joshua read and seems good to go there. Well, my Bible's open to 2 Timothy 3. About the all scripture given by inspiration of God, being profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That is what we need. That is a doctrine of the Christian, of a godly life. The desire to be perfect, thoroughly furnished. It was said to Timothy, it was pointed out, that he had known the Holy Scriptures from a child. There are many children here amongst us who have that privilege, that blessing of knowing the Holy Scripture from childhood. We all have the opportunity to know it now. Thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, knowing the Scriptures, a child knowing the Scriptures, what shape or form, how would that have manifested itself? And just what did that mean? Does that mean that this child had memorized the whole Scriptures, knowing the Scriptures from a child? I don't think so. Does it mean that this child understood all the Scriptures, understood everything he first heard and then perhaps became able to read? I don't think so. Having known the Holy Scriptures, I believe he knew from a child, I believe he knew and believed that those Scriptures were able to make him wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Jesus Christ. The Bible as a roadmap, a direction full of instructions. There's a story, a book that I haven't seen in quite some years. It's by Boris. The title was What Awaits Anabaptists in the Last Times. And he related the situation in Russia or somewhere over there, one of the Russian places, perhaps 100 years ago, when Christians fled for their lives. Emphasis on the leading of the Spirit in the practical direction, the directions in fleeing to finding a certain city, a certain place on the way out, directions from the Lord, pointing out that there were no road maps. How were they to find their way? By dark or under cover as much as they could, how were they to find their way? There were no road maps. Pointed out, there were no road maps at that time. The Spirit directed. And from that place, as a stepping stone to another place, directions, how to go, how to find the place, where to go and how to get there, pointing out there were no road maps. Well, today there are a lot of road maps. We have road maps. If we were to flee for one of the borders, the Canadian border or the Mexican border, we could study all kinds of maps. But the Bible is a spiritual road map. God speaks to us. It is to read, it is to consider, it is to hear His Word with readiness of mind, prayerfully. And we can count on the Spirit in on opening those truths to us. There are many tried, proven, useful ways for Bible study. The memorization of Scripture, being able to quote verses, chapters, books correctly as they are written, that is very useful and to be encouraged. We can read, analyze passages, verses, chapters, books, consider, study. We can consider, study words or certain concepts as they appear throughout the Bible. We can be blessed by random readings. Just read, open and read. Open and read. Here or there. There are programs for Bible reading. Read through the whole Bible in a year's time. I've never tried. They can be useful. The Bible gets read from the front cover to the back cover sometimes. A man in jail, perhaps, hopefully a new Christian, was reading Bible, perhaps for the first time, quite diligently, and yet he hadn't come very far yet. He was told that he can't really know what's in there unless he reads from the front to the back. And well, I said that could be good, but I encouraged him to read words of the Lord Jesus. He can keep his marker there close to the beginning where he still was, but read of the words of the Lord Jesus. That seems is surely the place to start. Reading the words of the Lord Jesus and reading about the effect of His words on His apostles and how they applied His teachings, the rest of the New Testament, in other words. And that makes a good platform by which, from which, to understand the good and edifying readings of the Old Testament. Jesus opened the Scriptures to two on their way to Emmaus, And it said, did not our hearts burn within us as He opened the Scriptures unto us? The reading, thinking, well, I don't understand. Memorizing, being able to recall it. The familiarizing, reading, becoming familiar. It's putting the framework in place, a sort of. That seems to have been the situation with the two on that walk to Emmaus. They'd heard the Lord. They were familiar with Scriptures. They'd heard so much. They'd surely read a whole lot on their own, in all probability. And so the framework was there. Did not our hearts burn within us as He opened unto us the Scriptures? Sometimes we hear the question, the idea, could a person read too much? Surely not, if it's prayerful with thoughts of good thoughts, thoughts of obedience, thoughts of learning, to just simply read, if there are boasts, if there'd be boasts on how often the Bible's been read and so forth, that could indicate something amiss, as something wrong. But reading the Bible, intending to do what it says, yes, the children, yes, we heard again some of about the Good Samaritan, that Samaritan that responded to needs that he saw in Bible reading. If a person were reading and reading and not noticing the work, the needs around him, the great needs around him, and he came to that passage where the Lord at the end of that says to that certain lawyer who was asking questions, go and do thou likewise, do like the Good Samaritan. Surely at that point, the Bible would be laid down at least momentarily, and that poor man helped by the wayside. Or a person could, perhaps without looking, when the needs get great and there's such demands because of real needs, a person might could, without looking up, say, depart in peace, be warmed and be filled. But surely, if he was reading with an open mind, that's why we read, so we know how to live. I think we could close this with a reminder. This was a little attempt on this topic, but you all look into your Bibles, read, compare, check for yourselves. Wish God's blessings to everyone.